Good morning. We pray. Teach us, O Lord. Amen. The leaves of autumn are glorious to behold as God paints our forests for our pleasure. The gold and the orange and the red. For a brief time, we enjoy their beauty, but all too soon, it comes to an end. The leaves fall to the ground, turning brown in their death. The color of autumn bows to the barren shades of winter. As beautiful as these fall colors are, autumn serves as a harbinger of the long coldness of winter. Even so, the glories of mankind are but a harbinger of the long coldness of death. Beauty, knowledge, strength, riches, all of these soon fade and fall away, like brown leaves on the ground to be crushed under the feet of passers-by. Those who once reveled in what they thought to be their personal splendor now lie cold in the ground. And meanwhile, others strut their stuff about on the earth, boasting of their power or beauty or wealth or wisdom, yet they too will soon fade and perish and fall into the ground, along with all the glory they imagined that they once possessed. Throughout the centuries, the Spirit of God has warned us that this is the case. 700 years before Christ, the Spirit of God spoke to Isaiah. After Christ ascended into heaven, the Spirit spoke to Peter. When translations started being produced, translations of the Bible, the words were repeated again. And today, we hear these words. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away. So it has been in every time and in every nation. Most of the people in this room are young, and your lives lie ahead of you like the months of summer. It's a time to look ahead with anxious anticipation and imagine that there's something glorious lying ahead in the summer of your life. Something glorious that you're going to do, or someone glorious that you're going to be. And this is a time that the young imagine that their superior skills in athletics or academics or their superior good looks or popularity will lead them to heights of glory. All flesh is as grass. All people of every time and every nation, including this, are like the grass. No leaf on the tree remains green forever. Neither the gold, nor red, nor yellow. Every tree, every leaf turns brown and falls to the ground. Even so, the grass withers, the flower fades. You and I will die, and our supposed glory will fade into the dust of time. So what are we going to do? Is it this, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die? What's the sense in pursuing some form of earthly glory if in the end we're going to lose it all? How many gold medals lie buried somewhere under heaps of rubble? How many other metals have been melted down to plate a different medallion to someone else's honor. Live for the moment. Well, that's the philosophy of the world. Philosophy of those who have drunk from the cup of the theory of evolution. But you and I, our eyes have seen something different. Our eyes have been opened and we have beheld the Creator. We have seen Him in the face of the Redeemer. We have come to know and are sure of this, that yes, all flesh is, or the grass does wither, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you. Oh, what joy, what blessedness is ours as the word opens up and its blessedness unfolds before our eyes, that we learn that there is something that lasts. There is a glory that is eternal. It's not of our making. The glory that endures is that which is embedded in the Word of God. And when the Word opens before us and the flower petals of glory open before our eyes, we behold a Father who loves us so much that He was willing to send His Son into this world to pay the price for all the evil that we have done. We behold a Son who loves us so much that He sent forth His Spirit to assure our hearts that all is well, and that though we do sin, our sins are forgiven, that a place in heaven has been secured for each one of us. These are the glories that are implanted in this Word. And they're the glories that are conveyed to us through the Word. Forgiveness of sins, life, salvation, now and forever. All flesh is grass. The flesh shall wither. The glory of the flesh shall fade. But as surely as the word to which we cling in faith, as surely as that word endures forever, so shall we. And the flesh, which will wither and fade away and be laid in the dust of the earth, that flesh will one day be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Then we will be given glory such as we cannot now even imagine. Glory that makes the achievements of man in this world seem like nothing but worthless trash. So what then? What do we do with our lives? Ask some of the older students in our college and our seminary, older students who have had a chance to look upon the glories of this world and have rejected them, choosing instead that which lives and abides forever. It is the everlasting Word to which they have committed their lives or are committing their lives. This Word, God willing, they will proclaim to the generation to come, so that your sons and your daughters may have their eyes open to see the glory which is real and which lasts forever. To not only see it and know it, but to inherit it through faith in Jesus Christ. We pray. Dear Lord, help us so that we do not glory in our wisdom, nor in our might, nor in our riches, but rather that we glory in this, that we understand and know You, that You are the Lord Jesus, who exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these You delight. Amen. Hymn 430, verse 8.